Sad is how I am. Treatment of dysthymia. Track 1. Introduction and frozen handcuffs. Intro. Welcome to the home study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute. This course deals with the treatment of dysthymia. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979 to thousands in the U.S. and Canada as well. Hi, my name is Brian Clark. I'll be the narrator of this 2-CD set. We appreciate that you've chosen our course as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with depression. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to pause the CD and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Healthcare Training Institute. Regarding completion of the answer booklet, at the end of each CD track, questions are asked. These questions correspond with the questions in your answer booklet. Merely write the correct letter on the blank line that precedes each question. Keep in mind there's nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They're merely intended to verify the playing of this CD set. These questions are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to the CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you'll then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you answer a question, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer. Most generally, I'll use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that's the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I'll also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client to the term that's the most meaningful to you in your work setting. So let's get started. This CD set has compiled a comprehensive review of numerous intervention techniques for dysthymia in children and adults. The content may best serve your needs by thinking of it as a checklist to review. There may be an intervention which you're currently overlooking that needs a second consideration for treating your client. Thus, you're encouraged after each intervention to reassess your use of the technique. This CD set includes treatment interventions related to making decisions, concentration and memory, unproductive thought patterns, behavioral switches, and problem solving. Treatment of dysthymia. As you're aware, the title of this home study course is Sad is How I Am, Treating Dysthymia in Children and Adults. According to the DSM, a dysthymic disorder is a type of depression that isn't severe enough to be called a major depressive episode. A dysthymic disorder lasts much longer than a major depressive disorder, and there are no high phases. For purposes of brevity of terminology in this home study course, however, I'll use the terms dysthymia and depression interchangeably. To make sure we're on the same page, simply speaking, a dysthymic disorder is characterized by sadness, pessimism, dysomnia or sleep disorder, poor appetite, overeating, and so on. Symptoms occur most of each day, most days for an extended period of time. What do you feel is the difference between sadness and depression? Here are my ideas. See how they compare with yours. I feel sadness is a normal emotion created by perceptions of a situation. With sadness, your client describes an event involving loss or disappointment in usually an undistorted way. Thus, I feel that sadness oftentimes comes without distortion. For example, it comes without catastrophic thinking. Second, sadness involves a flow of feeling, and therefore it's time-limited. Third, sadness does not involve a lessening of self-esteem. Do you agree with these three ideas concerning the differences between sadness versus depression? If not, pause the CD player and derive criteria that are more meaningful to you. Regarding depression, just to make sure we're on the same page, I define depression as an illness that results from thoughts that are distorted in some way. According to the National Institute of Health, major depression is the leading cause of disability in the United States. Depression affects almost 10% of the population, or 18 to 19 million Americans in a given year. An example of a thought distortion that differentiates depression from sadness would be, your client uses all-or-nothing thinking and states, "I'll never be happy again." This concept of distorted thinking that accompanies depression brings me to the title of this home study course, Sad is How I Am. Think about this phrase, sad is how I am. Now, think about a client you're treating or have treated with a dysthymic disorder, or perhaps a major depressive episode. Do you agree that, to your client, their depression seems frozen? By frozen, I mean it tends to persist or reoccur indefinitely. Also, unlike sadness, depression involves a loss of self-esteem. Handcuffed depression. One aspect of being frozen in depression is, as you know, difficulty in making decisions. I like to think of this difficulty in making decisions as handcuffed depression. Perhaps you've heard this term before. Think of a depressed client you've treated who feels constantly faced with decisions they cannot resolve. Do they feel confused? Overwhelmed? Do they repeatedly vacillate between choices? If you recall, Freud distinguished three kinds of ambivalence. One type of ambivalence was emotional oscillation between love and hate. The second type of ambivalence was voluntary inability to decide on an action. The third type of ambivalence was an intellectual belief in contradictory propositions. So what does all this mean to the depressed client you're currently treating? I like to boil all of this down into the concept I mentioned earlier, the concept of handcuffed depression. I like the term handcuffed depression because it creates a visualization which describes the depressed client's inability to make decisions. As I describe three interventions in the next track regarding handcuffed depression, think of a client you're treating who feels frozen or handcuffed into depression because, as the title of this course states, sad is how I am, or rather, sad is how they are. Sadness appears to your client as being a state or condition that is beyond their control. Thus, as you'll see on track 2 with Allison, her depression held her captive and frozen in a decision. Question 1. What are Freud's three states of ambivalence?